Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
Oh, shit, he's back. The boys are back in town. Yeah, I love that you're like, I'm getting sick. You're just coughing on my mic so close to it. Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
I should have said, welcome to this month's I Can't Read.
Get we have not back over here.
Okay, you can come back up to the mic.
That's what I fucking thought.
How you been, dude? It's been a while. We haven't recorded in, like, I think almost a month.
You know, just been wheeling and dealing, freaking getting a new job, moving a girlfriend in.
Getting a new job, moving a new girl. What is all this?
And it's just new life stuff, you know, like, this is, you know, the year of change for Tony.
It really is. It's a big year for you, and I'm really happy for you, man.
2018.
Yeah, Tony's taking it by the fucking horns. Yeah. I moved out of the house that Tony and I lived in. And now I live with Josie at her house.
Yeah.
We're in the brand new studio room.
Built from scratch.
Built from scratch by yours truly's and Josie. But yeah, we are enjoying the new studio. Looks great. I'm very impressed with it. Yeah, it is wild. We built a whole room.
Where's Norn?
Norn, he is upstairs in the... Yeah, so Dog Dad still is going well for me.
Yeah.
But he's upstairs because
still alive.
Yeah, I know. Insane, right?
Wow.
I do like have like fucking terrifying nightmares about like just like neglecting him and then he dies.
Yeah. He's very dependent on you.
Yes, very much so. But yeah, that's going well. So you're moving your girlfriend into the house now, Courtney?
Yeah. I said, Courtney, why are you so sick? Because she's sick as fuck. And I was like, take your time. We got time.
I'm about to say, yeah, I moved out like a week ago today. Yeah. That was like my first night out. So Tony's been alone in the big house.
Yeah, it's been weird.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You creeped out?
I've been watching a lot of horror movies and shit.
Have you?
Fucked up, like, depressing shit, so.
Why are you listening to depressing shit? Well, watching depressing shit?
I was just watching, like, it's because it's Halloween month.
Yeah, I noticed I got Hulu on the Xbox.
You noticed that?
And it's called Huluween.
Huluween.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And it's like movies that'll scare the shit out of you. And then there's, like, only five.
Just a little scary.
No, Hulu has a fucking insane selection. Like, that Future Man show's on there.
Yeah.
That looks dope as hell. And there's, like, Castle Rock, obviously, that's one season. I think Future Man's only one as well. The Strain, I'm going to start watching that.
Oh, so dope.
Josie's like, she's like, this show is incredible. She's like, just look at that picture. And it's like this fucking black hole being sucked down all these white people with red tongues and
shit. That's great.
Is it vampires?
Yeah, but it's like a really fucked up, awesome version of vampires.
Okay, so like American Horror Story. Did you finish that?
No.
God.
Not at all. Isn't it Dante's Inferno?
Dante's Inferno? What about it?
I thought that like all the seasons, like once they're done, all the anthologies will like equal Dante's Inferno, like seven layers of hell.
The American
Horror Story?
Vampire?
I thought you said American Horror Story.
Did I? I might have.
You might have, because I was like, no.
I might have, yeah. I meant American Vampire,
no,
my bad.
No, I have not had time to read.
Oh, I did not know that. Oh, I don't have time to read. Yeah, Tony got new furniture, dude. He got some pleather.
Yeah.
It looks nice. How's Cat Paul doing? Cat Paul no longer lives with me.
Horrible.
Oh, he misses me that much, huh?
No, he's not doing horrible.
You could have lied to me.
I built him stairs. I built him stairs to get on the couch.
Yeah, because Tony was super scared that he's going to ruin his fucking...
No, I've been depressed about it since I bought it. Because every claw he puts into it rips into it.
It was awesome. I came over and I was like...
Because I was like, why didn't I just get fabric and clean the fabric? Instead, I was like, gotta get smooth leather because that'll fucking blow off the hair.
Yeah, and then you're like...
So smart.
And now it cracks. No, it was funny. Like, he got the furniture all moved around. Situated. I was like, dude, it looks really good. And he was like... He just looks like dejected and he's looking off into space. Not at me. And he's like... I think I got the wrong couches.
Yeah.
I was like, do you regret this? He's like, very much so.
Yeah.
He's like, I look at Paul every day and he's so fat and he just pulls himself up. He's ruining them already. I'm like, No, hey, it's what you got to live with, dude. My couch, I don't have the couch cover on it anymore. This is fucking riveting for everyone, but we actually haven't talked in almost a week.
This is very deep.
He chews his bones on there and there's like wet spots and shit like that. I'm like, I wonder if I should put the fucking couch covers back on. I don't even know, dude.
If you're not using them, I'll probably just put one on mine.
Oh, yeah. Do you want one?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, before you leave, just let me know. We'll grab
it's
one.
It's pathetic.
What's sweet news other than all the life news that you've been going through?
My last day at the fruit stand is tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Tony's flying the coop. We're all flying the coops.
Well, I got four credit cards, and I'm like, why not live off these? And I've been playing the Mega Millions.
How's that going?
I didn't win the last one for $1.6 billion.
Get out.
I didn't. I don't know. I know.
I'm sorry, man.
I didn't win it. I tried. $8 worth.
Yeah.
But if a couple other people were playing, it's whatever. Like, it's more likely to, I guess, get hit by an asteroid and have it, like, shoot into your pee hole than win that.
A shard of an asteroid hitting you directly in the pee hole. It's like, how'd it go up? It's like, no, you were sleeping with a boner and it went through the...
Shot through it.
Yeah, you get a morning wood and it shot right down the...
Yeah, it's right down the tube. It's like that inspirational poster.
Hang in there with the cat.
Try to win, asshole.
I love the... What was that fucking... The Chosen show? Super Chosen. Do you remember that? Yeah. They had that poster that said "Hang in there." He's holding the noose, the puppet.
No, there's one of Apple, and it's a fucking iPod cord like strung over a tree, and it says "I quit."
Wow,
yeah,
that's awesome. That was you for sure. Since we've been gone, Tony. Nice. I'm gonna do it. No, I'm not.
I just missed you, so I was like,
I had to. All right. So Luke Cage and Iron Fist are now canceled.
They just threw those garbage trashes away.
But for a team up series,
no,
because they might be doing a team up series.
That's all speculation. There's nothing in the rumors.
Yeah,
from the actual studios.
Okay, fair enough.
It's
James,
all like maybe.
Did you hear about? Ooh, you might get more of the fucking people you didn't like.
Ugh.
Speaking of which, though, Jessica Jones season 3 is happening, and Punisher season 2 is happening, and Daredevil season 3. Which have you started?
I'm done.
You finished it?
Bingo.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about it because I did too. So they left it kind of open.
Dude,
but
Punisher's so dope.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Wait, did you watch the second season?
I watched a bit of it.
Oh, nice. James Gunn.
Yeah, that guy.
A famed director from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Don't you mean like a banished director?
Yeah, banished director of Guardians of the Galaxy and such movies as Super with Rainn Wilson. That's a fucking awesome flick. Obviously this whole Twitter controversy and shit like that, I'm sure you guys know, but he got hired on to do Suicide Squad 2.
Oh, Jamie.
So what do you think?
I mean, I guess if he wants to dig through a rubbling pile of dog shit and try to make a film, he can.
Out of anyone,
does he get all the cast?
I'm about to say out of anyone to make an ensemble movie like that, he's probably the go-to guy.
He's a great go-to guy for that, but goddamn.
He's bad.
Dude, that new Joker movie looking so fat.
Yeah, so what have you seen of it?
Dude, the 1966 Batmobile was on set.
Wow.
Yeah, like they pulled in the fucking, like, red, you know, the red convertible, like red and black convertible.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that was on set with them.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what have you seen from it?
There's just, mainly it's just shots of him in makeup. I've seen shots of, like...
I saw, like, a little clip where, like, he's like, talking to some guy in an alleyway, and he spits on him at the end, and he walks away.
There's another one of him, like, getting off of a, like, subway train after, like, an explosion, and he takes his mask off, but it's the same paint that he has on his face, and he throws the mask away.
So, just, like...
Yeah, just, like, wearing it just for, like, fun.
That's fucking cool. That movie looks so promising.
I just like everything Joaquin does, so...
Yeah.
It's just kind of, there's a bias there. It's like, oh, Philip Seymour Hoffman was going to play the Joker. I'd be like, perfect.
I'll watch that 10 times in a row. Give me 10 tickets, please, for the next 10 showings. I just saw a movie with Jonah Hill, Joaquin Phoenix, and, oh, shit, I can't remember the other actor's name. Jack Black. And it's called, hold on, let me look it up real quick.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's Gus Van Sant, too.
Ugh.
You don't like him?
No, it's just he has hit and miss.
Yeah.
He did Good Will Hunting, but he also did Elephant, which...
You didn't like Elephant?
It drags, dude. Watch it again. You'll take a nap.
I love Elephant.
You always take a nap. You'll take 7 naps.
You have to start that a lot of times.
It would a good movie like T2, you'd maybe nap once. This one, you'd nap 7 times.
How dare you?
How dare you accuse me of napping?
Yeah, I do nap a lot, but I mean, at the same time, like, I liked Elephant. I thought it was cool. Let's see here. It's something like you wouldn't believe he could make it that far on foot or something along those lines.
Oh.
It's such a weird fucking... God damn it. Just give me the fucking movie.
Fuck up.
I know. I just looked at it today on this site, and now it's just like, yo, I'm gone. Sorry, dude. Later, dude.
Also, Mortal Engines looks awesome.
What's that about?
About the fucking cities that are on, like, tank treads.
Oh, that did look dope. Yeah. How do you spell Joaquin?
Huh? Like, J-A-Q... Then just like hope it fills it in.
Oh, that was good. And just, you know, hope for the best after that, I guess, because I got fucking nothing.
It is a strange way to spell. I mean, it's a unique name, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Joaquin. Hold on a second.
Joaquin.
It's coming up. Don't worry, he won't get far on foot.
That's fun.
Jonah Hill has like long hair in it too. But yeah, it looks dope. Let's see what it got on fucking I'm DeBase. Ooh, 6.9.
Is it out?
Yeah, it just came out this week.
Oh, good.
Actually, it might have came out. I might have been looking at an older list, so it could probably came out like fucking 2 months ago when I last looked at it on the computer. Who knows?
It could be.
No one's sure, Tone.
Right on.
But yeah, that looked cool. How did we get into that? Oh, because of Joaquin. Any other cool news? I saw trailers, but I don't remember what they were, and I remember some of them were really cool looking.
I'm trying to think. No, didn't think of anything else. I mean,
we've been gone for so long. We're like, no news has happened.
Dude,
I
haven't had to remember anything. Nothing's in my cerebral cortex.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was good.
I can't really think of fucking shit. Yeah. Fuck. Halloween came out.
Did you
see it? I heard it was a little, what is that called? Like,
shitty?
Divisive? Like, divisive.
Okay. Like, I was like, yeah. It was making decisions? What do you mean?
Yeah, decisive. It was making lots of decisions.
It knew what it was.
They made a lot of choices in the film. It's crazy.
And it knew, because it was decisive.
It's like that movie, Would You Rather? But it's in a Halloween theme. No, like, people are kind of like, I think, a little 50-50 on it.
Yeah, I've someone I knew that went, I know he's not dead or anything. He's my fucking coworker. Bingo. Anyways, bingo. He said it was like, meh.
See, I'm like, well, now you have to contend with some of the classics I'm watching in the season.
Yeah.
And also it has to contend with the fucking beautiful fucking quality of Hereditary.
Well.
In some vein, you got to like see that as now.
Is
almost
that the bar?
Like, maybe if not like maniac killer.
Okay.
Like kind of style. Because that's still zany to a degree. But Halloween was always, I think, in my mind,
more grounded.
Was supposed to be a grounded, serious style.
Definitely. It wasn't a Well, yeah. If you look at the first Friday the 13th, that one was pretty grounded.
Yeah. Then they go off the hinge.
Oh, like, yeah.
He's
Jason
beating
goes
people
to hell.
Death in their
Jason
fucking sleeping
space.
Bags. Yeah. Dude, with his metal mask. He just wanted his machete back.
I feel like Bob was like, I love that one. I'm like,
he loves that one, yeah.
Would. Jason 10 or some shit. I think. Yeah. Jason X.
Jason X, yeah. But no, I mean, it's a tough act to follow with how horror, if they, I don't know, because then there's still just like absolute pure fucking like ridiculous shit out there.
How do you mean?
Like the other horror that comes out that's
truth
not A24. Yeah.
Like A24
Blumhouse and like A24 do pretty good stuff, but they also have some like fucking.
Blumhouse is truth or dare.
Yeah, but they also have some fucking turds.
Yeah.
Like Wrong Turn 7.
I think. How many wrong turns do these fucks yeah. make? I think, whatchamacallit, fuck. I think Halloween is a Blumhouse.
Is it?
I think so, yeah, because like there was like four movies that you had to see, and it was Blumhouse movies, and they were all horror movies, I believe, and it was The First Purge, Truth or Dare, that's why I saw that in theaters, Halloween, and then that like break-in movie, I think it's called.
Oh.
It's about a break-in.
Oh, yeah.
If you see all four of those, at Regal, you would get them all four for digital release when they came out for free.
That's cool.
Yeah, and so we were like, oh, let's go see them all. And then we saw Truth or Dare, and I was like, fuck that. Did you watch Truth or Dare?
No.
Oh, man, the ending is fucking hilarious. It's so funny.
See, that's where I'm like, you still have this genre that's getting abused by its own creators, and that's why.
Well, those shows or movies are made for fucking teenagers to go see on a Friday night because it's PG-13.
Get a little fucking suck and tuck while you're there, you know?
Suck and tuck? What are you tucking?
What?
Your dick. What do you mean?
You tuck your dick down. Yeah, she's done sucking it.
Yeah, she likes
it. Just tuck it back in.
Yeah, she sucks it, and she's like, I want to look at a lady.
I don't just leave it out there.
Yeah, I just jiggle it around. Fucking, what
tuck
am
it
I?
Back in.
Yeah,
dude.
Tuck it back in.
Yeah, be a gentleman.
Jesus.
Be a gentleman. Don't just leave the fucking bologna out on the counter. Got to put it back in the fridge.
It'll go bad.
You don't have to get stale. So, yeah, no, I'm just, dude, also, I watched a movie that's not a horror movie, but it.
You just want to hop into weekly recommendations?
Yeah, man,
and
I got one that like works right into this.
All
right,
go ahead.
I just watched The Devil's Advocate again.
Oh, so good.
Dude.
Fuck your sister. Ooh-ah.
Dude, he's a fucking animal. He's like, look, don't touch.
Yeah.
Touch. Don't taste. Taste. But don't eat. Dude, so fucking great.
He's talking about God, right?
He's talking about, yeah. He's like, his fucking moral compass is ruined.
Yeah.
He gives you instinct that he tells you to be moral. What a fucking absentee landlord.
Get a new eye in there, dude. There it is.
Dude, him and fucking, dude, Keanu Reeves, like, pedal to the metal with his acting in that one.
Oh, dude, it's straight up Constantine.
Dude, he's so fucking good in that movie.
Did you like him in Constantine?
I did.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah. I think he's good in Constantine.
Yeah.
But he's amazing in Devil's Advocate.
Oh my God, movie, as like a Southern lawyer that's kind of like a fucking hot shit grease, like, fucking like, hey, yeah. I win them all, baby.
Sure.
See ya.
Yeah, nice.
And then fucking Pacino's just like, just slowly. You see him just bubbling it, and then
Fucking painting of all the people or the statue, and it like turning at the end and shit. They're all like alive. That movie is so good.
It's so good.
For its time, too, incredible.
Oh, and some of the fucking CGI is
not bad.
Not bad. Like when you see the demon faces quickly.
Yep.
I'm like, fuck, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's quick enough. And it gives you, I don't know, because a lot of those movies, you're like, oh, we're about to see the cool part. And then it's like, it ends right before it. Like, that's one thing I loved about Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
You're like it ends good. Oh, man, I don't understand why people don't do that. They're like, no, it has to be a happy ending.
Yeah,
fuck it.
And the end of Devil's Advocate, when he's like back in the courtroom at the beginning, and he's like, vanity, my favorite sin.
Yeah.
And it just ends to fucking paint it black.
Right.
I'm like, dude.
The Gob cover.
Yeah.
Yep. No, it's not.
What? Oh, no.
Gob covered it. I was kidding.
The band Gob?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not a cover. It's a cover of Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rolling Stones is the one that ends the actual movie, I think. Right?
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know which version it was.
Oh, okay. Gob is like a pop punk band.
Yeah.
So it does not sound like that.
Yeah, that probably sounds a little different than the one I heard.
I watched Star Wars The Last Jedi. Oh, what do you give Devil's Advocate? I give that movie like a 9.5, 10.
Yeah, 9.5, 10.
That movie's like borderline perfect.
Unreal, fantastic, good.
It gets 10 Devil Advocates.
Yeah,
you know?
I advocate it 10 times.
Advocated. I watched Star Wars The Last Jedi. Upon rewatching, I do not care for the whole fucking, like, we're going to the casino and we're going to let the fucking animals out and we got to find Benicio Del Toro. Whatever the fuck he does that.
Yeah.
Fucking weird thing. But I do like his character. That's cool. I like the warmonger. There's parts of that movie that are fucking incredible and super watchable, but like looking at it now, I give it like a 7.5.
Yeah.
It's not something that like
they dropped the story ball.
Yeah, there's just a lot, and then like you had the first Force Awakens, and you get to this and you're like, everything that happened in the Force Awakens kind of didn't matter.
Yeah.
And it didn't really progress anything. And then you were also watching basically speed in space.
Yeah. And literally then you get no fucking conclusion or like catharsis or like even a lesson learned?
Yeah, kind of, no.
From anything anyone does. Because there's a point where, like, someone tells, I think it's Leia tells, like, Poe Dameron, she's like, now go blow it up.
Yeah.
The whole movie, it's been like, Poe, don't blow shit up.
Yeah, now do it.
Now you gotta.
Yeah.
Gotta get out there and blow it up.
Yeah, it's
thanks for letting me use this lawnmower to attack the fucking walkers.
That is funny. They're like, yeah, we found these junky-ass bullshit ships. And we
my
got,
floor fell off.
Yeah, we were holding together spit and glue, but, you know, we're going to fight the fucking Empire. Not
they
the Empire, the First
nothing.
Order.
They did nothing but die and then turn around.
Yeah. All right, back to the fortress. Fuck this.
Son of a bitch. My little spike is
how awesome
bent.
Would it have been if they were like, we found these old pod racers. That would have been dope as hell.
It would have been the coolest fucking thing on Earth if they're like, yo, like, I think these are still gonna work, like, and he grabs Annie's.
Oh yeah, it's working.
It's working. Yep.
I only know that from the game, because every time you fix your pod racer when it would overheat, that's what you would say.
Oh god, repair mode.
Oh fuck yeah, slow you down so Boba passes you. Oh. Fucking dickhead. All right, what else you see? I already rated it. Good.
Yep. I also saw Mandy with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, I've been actually really anxious to hear your review of it. Tony was like, dude, I got it for 14 days. Check it out whenever you like. I waited two.
Tragedy.
I come back downstairs and it's expired. I'm like, did it say 14 days or until you watch it? Then it's 24 hours.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Found that out.
So I didn't get to watch it.
Mandy was like going in and it's that
she's
curse.
A fine girl. Isn't that song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mandy.
Does that play in the movie?
No.
Oh, that would have been such a good scene for him going nuts. You're a fine girl. Just fucking hack it. Like the chainsaw fight that I saw in the trailer, just to Mandy, that would have been great.
Oh, yeah, that's not that long.
Oh.
I know.
Man. D. Zingo.
It's extremely trippy.
Okay. Trippy
it
how?
It deals with culty... Like culty, satanic-y, like kind of like people.
I get that, but is it like
use tripping to like further their?
So the visuals of the movie look trippy.
Yeah, like there's literally times when like you've been drugged.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, okay, I get it. Like that's why this scene is 7 minutes of someone just walking past the camera with like crazy sludge music playing, and it's like really colorful in the background through the window is because I'm tripping balls.
That sounds
fun.
But
I'm like. After like 4 minutes, I'm like, I could heat a Hot Pocket. I'm going to come back and get it. I got it. Like, Maybe I'm just jaded.
Did
on
you buy Hot Pockets?
Huh? Yeah, I did. Ham and cheese, baby.
Yeah, I do notice that your go-to material is like something that you just got or you're thinking about eating after this.
I hate you so much.
I'll just go make some sausage and rice. I'm like, he's probably doing that.
Gonna have some Cincinnati chili, you know what I mean?
Did you get that?
I'm gonna. Gonna make it.
On the list. Right below Sicario 2, Cincinnati chili. That's for house things. Mandy.
Mandy.
what?
There are great things in it. There's some fucking great Nicolas Cage, like lunatic Cage acting. When it says like his greatest performance, no.
You know what I really want to watch again? Kick-Ass.
Oh yeah, Kick-Ass is fantastic.
Dude, I haven't seen that in a long time. I'd like to watch both of them actually. I know the second one isn't that great, but I know it's not bad. But Nick Cage and that Big Daddy, was that his name?
Oh yeah.
Dude, fucking dope. Everything in that movie is so good.
Amazing.
Even fucking McGlovin.
Yeah.
He's not bad in it either. This is a Red Mist.
Yeah.
That's a dope name.
Yeah, Mandy, I wouldn't even put it up there with like my favorite Nick Cage crazies.
Which
like,
is?
Face Off, The Rock. Like,
Face Off is fucked.
Dude, Face Off, he is so fucked. Dude, when he's like dancing around with the fucking nun.
Yeah.
Ugh, hilarious.
Oh, he's in the fucking priest. Yeah. The clergy. Outfit.
And like fucking like goes up and grabs her ass and it's like, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it's that part.
No, like Joe, the movie Joe that he's in.
That's funny, Tony. It's next on my list.
He did that movie stayed with me 10 times more than this in terms of his performance.
I will say I did miss the ending.
Okay.
Fell asleep, but kinda. I watched the whole entire thing up until that point.
Right.
So I need to finish it, and I know I've had like 3 weeks to do so, but
truly.
I haven't. But the first part of that movie, the kid from fucking Ready Player One kills it, dude. He's so good.
Yeah.
He is so good in it. He
Such
looks so
a
young.
Creep, yeah.
But Joe is fucking fantastic. Kind of like a drunk guy that like takes care of the town and like the fucked up people in it by giving them jobs by poisoning trees for lumber companies.
Yeah.
And then this kid comes by with a drunk ass dad, and the dad, whoever that piece of shit is fantastic.
Oh, what
you
a
hate
monster.
Him.
Yeah.
You hate his guts. But yeah, Joe is fucking great. From what I've seen of it, it's like a 9. That movie is fucking rad.
Yeah, that's where I'm like, it didn't stick with me as much as Joe did in terms of his performance. Visually, the like atmosphere, like the plot, it's so out there. It's so kind of like Blade, to where like when they're doing shit in the movie, you don't notice the rest of the world kind of exists. Kind of like they can get away with crazy shit in an area and no one notices it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. That's where fucking Mandy kind of is just like, oh no, like we just had like a fucking machete fight, machine gun fight, chainsaw fight, and nobody heard it or saw it. I'm driving around with blood all over my face. No one cares.
Yeah.
It's just a different kind of world.
Yeah,
it's fun.
But I'd give it
like a 7.5.
That's still pretty high.
Yeah.
Okay, so definitely we're checking out then.
Yeah, it's still beautiful.
You were just way more, you had a high bar.
I thought it was going to be this like fucking like, almost like.
You did show me the trailer.
Upgrade style fucking nonstop.
Yeah,
pure rage.
To me, like I was like, I feel like this is going to be like how The Void was just such a treat.
The Void, I like a lot more.
Yeah, because The Void, like I remember we were like sitting on the couch and we were like, oh, let's check out some trailers, and we saw that, and then it was available, and we rented it, and that movie did not disappoint in any way, shape, or form. It like elevated itself past the trailer, which the trailer was fucking sick.
Shit, yeah.
And we watched the fucking Green Room too. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
yeah.
And I was hopeful for that.
I like the Green Room.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
It's fun, but it's not like something I'm like. Same with, God, what the fuck's that one about the goddamn cannibals? Green Inferno.
Oh, that. Well, you also have Eli Roth in mind, which I'm not going to lie. I think as I get older, like torture porn isn't really the thing for me like now with movies. Like I don't really like the grotesque, like long shots of someone like digging something out of their own eyeball.
Yeah, pulling out their intestines and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I rewatched some Saws and stuff like that. And I'm like, this is like the fucking needle pit, dude.
Yeah.
Makes me want to kill myself.
Oh, yeah.
Like just watching them like in there. And I'm like, I know those are all fake, but they sell it. They're just like, break. Ah! I'm just like, oh,
thousand
needles.
Shattered glass bottle sounds.
And needles and just fucking in your finger. Oh, fuck. My God, it sucks.
Yep.
All right. I watched American Vandal season 2.
So did I.
The Browning. Wow, dude.
This show's so fucking good.
If you haven't seen any of the American Vandal seasons, one, the first one is awesome. The second one is borderline masterpiece.
It's so perfect.
And the first one might be too, and I'm not remembering it as well, but I mean like the satire and the way that they make a docuseries,
oh my God,
is fucking perfect. And then just having that backdrop of like it's a prank about people shitting themselves.
Yep.
Is the best thing ever.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good.
It's so fucking funny. Like Oh, the little nuance. Like,
I love the fucking one that were the iPhone glitch where it was the A question mark.
God, yeah.
He was like, see, he didn't have the A question mark. There's also a scene where they confront someone and ask if they ate catch it. And he runs up. He's like, did you eat catch it? And he was like, I'm sorry. My friends had a lot of caffeine today. Like, the series is, and I don't know, like, all the fucking, like, face, the interviews.
Yeah.
Like, are so incredibly done, like incredibly well done, but also like well acted. Those kids kill it.
Like, I also love the cuts. Like, they'll be like, and we think that she might be a little narcissistic, and it clicks through, and she's like, I just don't care about other people.
Yeah.
And it clicks back, and he's like, yeah, when she's, yeah, yeah, I get what you mean. Like, take her off the list. Like, it's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Or when they're like in the Fruit Ninja thing, and he's like, I am Fruit Ninja. And then it clicks back to him.
Oh, when they throw the watermelon at you, you can't throw watermelons.
Like a whole watermelon.
Yeah, dude, honestly, fucking, it's like a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
That series
is a blast.
So good. And I watched, like, that was like one that I binged the fuck out of. And what's really neat is that it's like such a, like, the first season's about a dick drawing on, a vandalism of dick drawings on cars. The second one is about like a school shitting themselves and a couple other pranks and someone calling themselves the turd burglar.
Yeah.
And so like, but what's fucked up is that like they shoot it well enough that you wanted to find out what happened, how it happened, and who did it.
Oh yeah, everything.
And the end of the season, that season was like super poetic and a really awesome like turn towards us and social media and stuff like that. Like, it's really well done.
It's stupid smart as fuck.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. 10 out of 10. If you're not watching American Vandal, you're fucking up.
Fucking up.
What else you see?
I saw Maniac, and it doesn't stack.
That's the Jonah Hill.
Yeah, Emma Stone. I love both of them.
Yeah?
Those two are both dope as fuck.
I'm hearing a big hairy butt coming up.
Yeah, but there is a hairy fucking tight butt coming up. Only because I was enthralled by the universe that they created, because it was almost like 80s retro fucking like Tron style
music,
like music and fucking so atmosphere synth-y. In like someone will answer like a home telephone, but it's supposed to be like our year.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like little stuff like that. Like the subways are really colorful and like things are kind of like just a little different than reality.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like they kind of like love old tech style.
Yeah.
The mainframe computer is as big as a wall.
That's
but
cool.
It doesn't have to be.
No, not at all.
Like, because they're using fucking really intense technology.
Right.
There are things about it that are so beautiful. Like a dude that falls in love with the fucking computer and writes his mom into the code. And like, there's crazy shit about like what a government's test will do and what anxiety and like manic depressive disorder does to like make people give up all kinds of different rights and like freedoms. Wow. But then it starts tripping these two realities of two people like into one another where they're having like trippy dreams that are supposed to try to like rid them of anxiety.
Sure.
And they start having them together.
Oh,
she's like, you were with me in like this 1940s like reality. And he's like, yeah, what? Wait, that you had that too? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Sharing the dream space.
Yeah, and it's actually like, is it actually just like sort of extra lives? Like, you know, are they destined to be together? Like, that's fate kind of.
Joe Rogan talks about that a lot, like how like we spend like a third of our lives in this dream state. And who's to say if that's the real state and like us living is the fake one?
And we just have such little control over it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good, like lucid dreaming. But there were times when I was out of it because they did entire episodes about a dream. So a different reality where Emma Stone plays like a 40s housewife who's like fucking poor and down on her luck. And Jonah Hill is her like
husband,
farmer husband. And you're like,
oh, so it's kind of like Cloud Atlas.
It's like that, but then it just clicks back. It's not like those are connected in any real way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more dreams. Just like me viewing dreams and then coming back. So dreams are only interesting to those involved or the party involved sometimes. Some dreams are
and
dope.
They're not cool enough to where
sucker
you're like
punch cool, like yeah,
intrigued by it. Yeah,
yeah. So
they kind of lose you on that.
And I'm like, fuck, I'm a little lost. Like I'm a little bored.
Yeah.
So I give it a 7 out of 10 only because I like lost interest in like for the
dream episodes.
Yeah, 2 or 3 episodes.
So let's talk about Daredevil season 3, Tony.
Man, oh man, dude, so much fucking Wilson Fisk.
Goddamn, the first season was so good because of him. Like you, what's that dude's name? Why can't I think of it right now?
Oh God, I fuck this name up a lot.
Vincent D'Onofrio. So the first season was absolutely incredible. His origin scene, like with the hammer and stuff like that, is fucking sick. Why he likes the painting? There's so much imagery and like well doneness. I will say this: the third season, They definitely have like some type of different showrunner or cinematographer or something like that. The first season's so beautifully shot and well done.
Yeah.
This season, I think, is really well done, but not as beautifully shot.
My favorite shot, like, and I know you're going to probably know exactly what I'm talking about, sure. is the fucking escape from prison. The one shot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dude, it reckons back to the hallway and the staircase.
And the Punisher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's been Daredevil scenes like that, and I think they really went for it, because I was like, holy shit, like, that's where his stunt double went behind the table. He came back out.
Yep.
Because it's easier stuff. Oh, God, like, he just went off scene for a set.
Yeah.
Sec. Oh, shit, he's about to get into... Dude, it was like fucking 6 minutes, but you don't notice.
Right.
It was intense.
Yeah, no, that was...
Other episodes, I was like, this is a very, like, numb episode with nothing special visually.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I just felt like it just didn't feel like the first season, but the storylines of everything were so fucking good. We got so much more Karen Page and how she grew up and what happened. That episode was so fucked up. And there wasn't a fucking lick of kicks or anything in it.
No.
And good God, that episode was incredible. I think it's called Karen.
Yeah.
And they introduce one of my favorite villains, especially for Daredevil, Deadshot.
Dude.
Bullseye. My bad. Yeah, he's awesome. And whoever plays him.
The hat?
Yep. It had the bullseye on it. And then at the end, they show the... Yeah. The guy that they have play him is fucking absolutely incredible.
Oh, yeah.
He's perfect. He's a fucking psychopath, but like he looks like he would be the most normal human being.
Oh, he looks like
ever.
A little Boy Scout, yeah.
Yeah, it's so fucking well done. It's so good. I cannot fucking believe how awesome that show is. Like, from 1 to 3, not including Defenders, but he was the best part of Defenders.
Yeah.
And that's what sucks is that you didn't watch Defenders, because like it...
I know, but I watched the full recap.
Oh,
which
okay.
really sums up Defenders
everything
well.
That you need to know. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
bingo.
True.
Yeah, it was a good like 8 minute thing.
Yeah, I watched the recap as well, but yeah, fucking, I'm so happy that Elektra wasn't in it too, because like I don't give a fuck about her,
dude. He just needs to get back to like being a lawyer and being a badass.
Yeah, and this was kind of cool because like he didn't don the costume once.
No.
Not
no.
It was the black suit, which was one of my favorite costumes. Honestly, in the first season,
I love the little like white rim.
Yeah, that was
under
cool,
the black.
I don't think they did that
no,
in the original. Yeah,
they didn't.
It has like a white and black tie in the back as well. And then the fucking, he's like Muay Thai rope.
Yeah.
That was fucking dope.
His fucking
dope
fighting
too.
Ropes look so dope with his outfit.
Yeah, season 3 was fucking awesome. I think, oh,
his
man.
Fighting was.
Yeah, that's the one thing that.
Jesus.
You can tell. That's another thing. There was a lot more cuts in the fights and shit like that. That's why I was like, there's. But then you have the long scenes as well. But
that was a standalone-y thing.
They didn't really rush. It feels like with the choreography, it actually looks good, believable.
Well, they had like, it was a whole different type because it's Matt Murdock fighting something that's moving objects.
Okay,
like,
so
if
you know anything about the comic, like Bullseye is deadly with anything that he touches.
Yeah.
So like there's a scene in The Office where he's throwing like staplers, fucking pens, fucking computer monitors. And it's like the dumbest thing ever. Like he's bouncing pens off the walls and floor, but it's the dopest thing ever.
I know. He'll throw something like behind him.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't have any velocity, but it fucking penetrates humans like brains.
One awesome thing is like like Daredevil's like in like hiding behind this wall and he throws like something at him and it bounces off the wall and hits him directly in the face. He's like, fuck. Like,
yeah. Keeps trying to run. He's like, motherfucker.
Yeah. And he just keeps getting like bounced, hit by shit. Dude. Oh man. It's so dope. I like when he. When I found out who he was, like when they showed him as like the little kid, like he's throwing the ball and shit and he's hitting the same spot. And I'm like, I wonder who this.
Cause you mentioned
my
his
fucking
skill.
God. Yeah. I was like, oh my fucking God. That like, I think this is Bullseye.
Yeah.
Like I would have never guessed that in a million years. So sorry if I ruined that for you, but like, I don't think it was really, I'm pretty sure they told you Bullseye was coming in the series.
And man, oh man, dude, like he's a fucking animal.
Dude, that entire series, 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10. Such
sick.
Good.
It's a very, very,
what do you
very
give
good. 9 out of 10, only because I sometimes have beef with Foggy, but that's just the actor.
Really?
Yeah.
I love him.
I know.
I think
he's such
great.
A sweet little baby. But
I think he's awesome.
I just want him to shut the fuck up.
I think Foggy's fucking fantastic.
I get it. It's like you need those ingredients.
I think he's like, I don't know. Like, I think you do need that ingredient. He's a good add to the show. Why don't you like him? What bothers you?
Probably because he reminds me of me the most out of all the characters. So
yeah,
I'm like,
I
get the
myself.
Fuck out of everyone's way, you fucking bitch.
I wouldn't watch a TV show about me. Why is the fuck is
I would be a little fucking scared pussy ass like he is.
What else do you see?
Hang on one sec. Gonna load it up.
Yep.
I watched The Endless at Bob's request.
Ah, behest.
Dude. dude.
Is it good?
The Endless is so fucking dope.
Really?
It's from the guys, the pair that made The Resolution, which is another indie movie about a guy who takes his friend to a cabin to get clean from, like, heroin.
Yes.
And the dude wears a trucker hat, like the druggie.
Yes.
And, like, it's just those two characters, like, the whole film, pretty much. Mm-hmm. It's from those guys. The directors are now starring in it. And fuck, man. Like, it's the shit that I like. Like,
good dialogue.
Great dialogue. It's all about these dudes who left a cult when they were like little kids or like kind of like young teenagers. They were in a cult. They remembered having good memories of it, but they bounced.
Mm-hmm. They can't remember why they did.
They can't really remember why. Like, they don't remember it being abusive, but like they spread rumors kind of about it, like discrediting the cult because they got questioned. Like, yo, what was that cult like? And they're like, yeah, like they castrated each other. Like, they're fucking like, you know, like alien worshiping fucking lunatics. And like, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
They don't castrate. Like, they're just these peaceful, chill-ass people that are kind of worshiping something. And, like, you start finding out what that is, and then you find out that, like, they're in a, like, a time loop in a bubble, so they can't go out of their bubble. They can just, if they try to, it'll just pop them back within. And every so often, the bubble resets by either, like, eviscerating them, by ripping them inside out, or they can choose to kill themselves and reset their own little timeline.
What the fuck?
And it's once you're in a bubble for a certain amount of time, you become part of it. So, like, all the people at the cult are like, dude, we want you back. But, like, you have to understand, this is eternity. Like,
right.
We're happy with it.
Yeah.
But every 10 years, we do this.
And kill themselves?
Yeah.
And reset the
bubble.
Or
we let it do it for us. And you start seeing, like, because they can still wander out of the bubble. They're
How
wandering.
How long is this?
Like, hour and 40.
So it's a movie?
Yeah.
Wow, that's dense as hell.
And dude, and then they start walking, like they start kind of like exploring the hills because they're like, dude, I don't know if I want to fucking be here. Like, these people are, there's shit going on. Like, I'm seeing two moons. Like, shit's fucked up. Like, I saw the moon blink. Like, what the fuck is happening? This isn't reality.
Yeah.
We're losing our minds. They start meeting other people in different bubbles.
Yeah.
And like, there's a bubble that's fucking like 8 seconds. And this dude just keeps trying to get up and run. And it kills him.
Whoa.
And it kills
him. Do you see him like get eviscerated?
Yeah. Like, you just see him fucking, yeah.
Wow.
And then like, he sees them looking at him like in his tent.
I feel like you explained the entire movie to me.
No, no, no. There's a ton more that happens. And it's really fucking crazy awesome.
What do you give it?
Oh, like a 9.5. It's so dope.
Wow. The Endless.
The Endless, yeah.
That's on Netflix,
yeah.
Right? That sounds awesome.
It's fucking sweet.
It's not that I didn't want you to stop talking about it, but I did because I was like, I really want to watch
it. No, there's way more.
Yeah, okay. I watched Castlevania again because the new season drops on tomorrow, which will be 2 days ago.
Ooh, and I get Red Dead Redemption 2 tomorrow.
Oh,
well, tonight at 9.
Yeah, but say I thought you were going to.
It'll install by tomorrow.
9
it's
or
a
11.
Two disc game.
It'll install by. It. What?
2 discs.
That's insane. What are you getting it for?
Xbox One.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. I have two people that'll probably play with me.
Okay, but one of our listeners has PS4 and he's getting it for that. And I told him that I was like, I'm pretty sure he said he was getting it for Xbox.
Yeah, only because I have someone who, like, I know wants to play with me online.
I just told you someone that would.
No, I'm saying like...
Robots One.
Yeah, but that's after I've bought this version. Hey, buy it for Xbox One, Robot.
yeah, I think he's not going to.
Okay.
He's like most people that I know play on PS4. And I was like, yeah. He is the same thing that we do that shared the home.
Yeah.
Which I need yours.
My what?
You need to make my Xbox your home Xbox, so then I can share your stuff.
But my Xbox is my home Xbox.
No, your Xbox is my home Xbox, which is why you can get live on there and not pay for it.
What?
I'm giving you the world, bro.
I don't understand what you're saying to me.
I made that my home Xbox at the old house, and then I need you to make this one your home Xbox. That way we can share content.
How do I do that?
We'll figure it out later. I don't even know why I brought that up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. Listeners. Why are you jamming me up?
So Castlevania comes out tomorrow.
Giving me the world.
Unfortunately, not until 4 a.m. tonight, so I'm not going to be able to watch any of it. But 8 episodes.
Yeah.
So double the amount. I'm not sure the time on them.
Way sweet.
I rewatched the fucking first season. Oh, my fucking God. That thing is a triumph.
Yeah, it's great.
Like,
it's
wish gorgeous. That the animation was a little bit less jerky, because you could tell it's like, I don't know. It's beautifully drawn, but it's just jerky animation, yeah. You know? I don't know.
No, I
give
feel it.
I give it like a 10. Yeah. I'm just 10, wow. 10 all days. Everything's wow. perfect.
No, you're so grateful.
Castlevania's fucking amazing. He's like, your God's not here. That fucking wolf talking to the priest, he's like, your God doesn't love you. He's like, but I love you. And then he eats him. Oh, so dope.
So fucking dope.
I can't wait. And then fucking the Alucard fucking battle at the end of it. And like he does sick fucking like movement to the sides and shit. And that giant longsword.
I love it.
I can't wait to see what happens. Because I haven't really played the game, so I don't know like the... What's gonna happen?
I hope like there are a lot of characters that like Belmont is mm-hmm. a big character.
He's in the first season.
He is.
Yeah, oh. That's Trevor Belmont's who you follow the entire season. And then you have the speakers.
Alucard is
they call him the sleeping savior, but he's like he's not a sleeping savior. He's like he's a fucking vampire. You guys are idiots.
I hope it follows have Alucard.
Yeah, well, they just awoke Alucard in the last episode of Castlevania. Spoilers. And then it's going to go on from there. They're going to fight Dracula because Alucard is Dracula's son.
Bingo.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'd be cool for it to follow Alucard this time.
Yeah, I'm assuming that we'll probably all three of them, the speaker, Alucard, and...
I love that that's Dracula backwards.
Yeah, it's dope as hell.
So dope.
Yeah, I'd never noticed that until I played Castlevania Lord of Shadows, and at the end he was like... Because you are Alucard, right?
I thought you were Victor Belmont.
Maybe you are, but then
because
like,
you have the chains, you don't.
But then
have...
he turns into because at the end he's like Dracula, like at the end of the game, and you and like he turns into Dracula or some shit.
I could be.
Do I not remember this game right? I don't know. What else you see?
I also watched Ozark, two seasons.
Wow, yeah, you got good balls deep in that. I'm moving and shit, and I'm like, man, this is a lot of Jason Bateman.
Yeah, I'm just chilling on this Ozark.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's great. It's not like I'd give it like an 8 out of 10. Like, it's enjoyable.
That's
fun stuff.
High.
It's about like money laundering assholes trying to run from, like, try to trick their way. Like, this family that wants to stay together, but they're fucked.
Okay.
And they go to a really cool place, which is the Lake of the Ozarks.
Okay.
In like Missouri or something.
Sure.
And it's got a lot of cool characters. Like, I like a lot of the characters. Some of the characters, I'm like, they're not Breaking Bad good. They're not like.
Is the series kind of Breaking Bad ish?
It's Breaking Bad in its like maturity level, like how it feels when you're watching it. You're like, all right, these are like the stakes of like Breaking Bad, kind of.
Oh, like, okay, like
they
people
have like
get
cartel
really fucked over,
and,
yeah, or killed.
Yeah, like oh, like you got mowed down in the street. Bye, see ya. And the like protagonist is like, but, oh shit.
Yeah,
let me think my way out of it.
Yeah,
and like that's what he is. Okay. He's a money man. Who can think his way out of it instead of a science man.
That whole time you're talking about Ozark, I was like, I just want to watch Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah, no, you should just watch Breaking Bad then.
It's so good.
So good.
What would you give Breaking Bad? Not having seen it in a while.
Well, like a 9.5. It's one of my favorite series.
I think that's like a 10. That series, actually, the fifth season kind of like lost me a little bit. I think that was the last one.
Hermanos.
Like, it's not bad, but like that, the first like four seasons are fucking perfect.
Yeah.
God, it's so good.
So good. Fuck Skyler.
No, Ed and her fucking dumb cunt. I'm just kidding.
Okay. What did you see?
The Haunting of Hill House.
Yeah, I watched half of it.
Oh, you haven't finished it?
No.
Wow. Are you kind of bored of it?
No, I started Rick and Morty.
On Hulu, yeah, I saw that.
So fucking
funny. Dude, I'm not going to lie. Like, I look over at fucking Hulu, and I'm just like, I'm never going to watch anything ever again, I guess, because this says, like, fucking all the shows that I want to catch up
every
on.
Every show.
The Goldbergs, fucking Strain I need to watch. Like, the Boy Meets World's on there. Yeah. I'm like, I shouldn't waste my time watching Boy Meets World for the third time through, but I probably am, because I want to see him kiss at Disney World.
All right, continue.
Okay, so Haunting of Hill House is absolutely incredible. I fucking love this series. I thought it was so well done. The turns in it are fucking way sweet. There's a scene, speaking of long shots, Tony.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you made it to this part in the series, but they're in a funeral home, and they're telling stories of a person that's dead, and the whole family is.
Mm-mm.
Okay, and it's like a 17-minute one-shot scene.
Wow.
Dude, it doesn't go until the lights turn out. It's, like, fucked up. And, like, dude, the tension rises so much in it because they're, like, reminiscing and then it flips on them and they're just angry at each other. It's fucking incredible. Like, I feel like when you see that, you're like, I have to finish this series now. I watched it in 2 days.
I'm going to reserve it.
10
episodes. I'm going to reserve my review because I haven't seen it all.
I fucking love this show so much. And it's cool because it ends, like, they could not make another season and you'd be completely fine.
Good.
They could follow some things that happen and shit like that, but dude, it's beautiful. Like, the sentiments of it, it's fucked up. Like, the acting's incredible. I don't know anyone on the show and they're all fucking awesome.
Yeah,
and
yeah, they are all great.
Like, you watch it and it's cool because it's about a family that's that they go to Hill House. They're like, they redo houses, they fix them and flip them.
Yep.
And he moves the family in for like, you know, 6 months or whatever. The house is haunted. They deal with it for the rest of their lives. And then you kind of like are seeing what's happening. But it's the kids, the then and the now.
Yeah.
And it's so well shot. And it feels like it. In it, the book, like something would happen as their kids and then they would flash forward to them as adults and it's happening to them again. So it's very like mirrored and stuff like that. And that's kind of the feeling of this. But like this show is so fucking well done. And like, you don't, there's no character that shows up on screen where you're like, fuck this person again. Like,
oh, fuck, they're all 20 interesting. Minutes of this bitch.
I can't recommend The Haunting of Hill House higher. And I mean, I know I've been giving out 10s like the whole time. I'll give it a 10. Fuck it. I don't care. I loved it though. You should really finish it. It's so good. I think Josie watched it in like almost a sitting.
There's a little girl, the one little girl in it, she's in another movie. Fuck, I think she plays like
are you talking about
young
Nelly?
Tanya. She plays in I, Tanya. She's the young girl version of her. She's so fucking good.
Yeah.
She's such a good like young actress.
She's like the middle girl.
Yeah. She's got this like depressive scowl, but she's funny and like sad.
And in the show, she's fucking incredible. But you're right. She was Little Tanya. And I, Tanya's on fucking Hulu. God, it I want to watch that too.
It's so fucking funny.
I, Tanya's like, man, that movie fucking impressed me like fucking crazy. I can't believe that's Winter Soldier as her husband.
Dude, Rick and Morty, I just want to say, like, if you want to get into a comedy, you can click any episode and they're all like, you know, like Total Rick Recall. Like, they're all like named after sci-fi shit.
Sure.
And there's an episode where they get with the, oh, God, the Vindicators. Like, we're going to vindicate, like, people. Okay. So, it's an upside-down A.
No.
So, it's Avengers, but yeah, Vindicators.
I got you.
And there's a dude on it that's made of, like, he's like a living organism made of ants. He's like, I'm 6 million ants. And they're like, great, that's cool. And, like, there's a part where, like, he fucked another Vindicator. Like, there were two Vindicators that were married, but this ant dude fucked her.
Wait, is this not a kid show?
No, it's fucked. Shit, ass, bitch, like all.
What's Rick and Morty on?
Rick and Morty's, I think it's fucking Cartoon Network, like Adult Swim.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right on.
Like, it's like a midnight show, I thought.
Okay.
But I know it's unedited on
Hulu. I understand what you're saying. I've never, like, watched any Rick and Morty because I think I get it confused with fucking, what's the other one that everyone likes?
Jimmy Neutron?
No, motherfucker. It's about a kid and his dog.
Jimmy Neutron?
No.
I don't know which one.
Adventure Time?
Oh, Adventure Time or like a regular show?
Yeah, Adventure Time and like Rick and Morty. I'm like, they're basically the same thing.
No, 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 no.
To me.
Adventure Time, you could still watch it with a 6-year-old. Rick and Morty is like highbrow, vile fucking humor. Like, shit is get. It's like Metalocalypse.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I have to start watching this.
But there's a scene where he's just like, you really had sex with my fucking girl? And he's like, well, yes, I did. And he's like, oh, so you just have sex with a regular old aunt fucking. Oh, God, what does he call me? He's like, you just have sex with a average ant fucking ant farm over here, and he probably put 10 or 12 different ant dicks in you. I can't contend with that. And he like just starts wiggling his fingers and making like 20, 30, 40, 50 fingers.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck off! like just doing all kinds of things because he can just be whatever he wants.
Right.
Oh, dude.
That's awesome.
Dude, and Morty's just this like fucking like dopey little kid. The sister is played by Sarah.
And Rick's supposed to be what? Doc Brown?
Yeah. Okay. Pretty much. Like, and the fucking like,
I didn't know that.
Theme song is like the theme song from Doctor Who.
Okay. I never watched really Doctor Who, so I don't know.
Oh, dude. And they make fun of, there's a Mad Max episode where they just talk about like being cannibals and hanging out.
So it's basically fucking South Park, but like with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just crazy, really, really.
That's kind of what South Park is now, is like they just like remake their favorite movies and like put like spins on them.
Yeah. It's like, I was watching it and I'm like, oh shit, it's 2:30. Like, fuck, I just watched 9 episodes. I got to go to bed. Damn.
How many seasons are there?
3.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
How many episodes?
12, I think.
Okay, so it's not like 24 episodes. I'm
and,
like,
they're 24-minute episodes. Like, it's not crazy.
That's not bad. Yeah, no. Josie, we were going through Hulu, and I was like, have you ever seen the Eric Andre show? And she was like, no. And I was like, this is the most fucked up show ever, dude. It's so awesome. That scene where like it's at the it's the first episode in the opening titles where he destroys the stage.
Yeah,
he's ripping out his own teeth with the pliers, and you're just like, why is this? And I'm looking at her, and she's just like, what the fuck is this? And then he pops out of the trash can at this black dude and his chick, and he goes, congratulations. He's like, dude, what the fuck? Why are you scaring my girl? He's like, you're the 1 millionth person to throw trash away in this. And he's like, why? You want to get someone a heart attack? He's like, no, like. The dude is bonkers. They run through a fucking reenactment of the Civil War as slaves.
Yeah.
And he's like, hide me, hide me, hide me, hide me.
He's a fucking lunatic. There's a scene where, I forget, he has like a young girl guest.
Yeah.
And he's not doing anything. And she's like, so, like, he's like, hang on, watch my magic trick. And he just puts his hands on the desk and he's like, and his, in a fucking like dildo just pops through the top of the desk. And he's like, yeah.
Now
he just
they
like
ever,
stares at her.
Do they ever back up and show her and the dildo in the same shot?
I don't know.
Because I've noticed that there's a Dolph Lundgren one, and they cut it so that, like, it sounds fucked up. Like, he sounds fucked up.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so there's a lot of, like, early cuts. And, dude, the show looks like dog shit the first season. It came out in 2012.
Yeah.
And it's still made for tube television, so it's that square.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, it's I'm so stoked that that's on there, because that is just something to get ripped and watch.
Oh, it's like the Tim and Eric shit. It's
hilarious.
Crazy. What else?
That's all I saw. Haunting of Hill's House. Hill House. All
right.
What else do you see? 14 other things.
No, I just had to. I started watching. I finished. I watched all of She's Out of My League. I give it a 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
It's a fucking movie full of one-liners from comedians. Like
TJ Miller.
Just doing their own comedian thing.
And Jay Baruchel.
The thing that I laughed at the most is there's one scene where he's trying to trim his pubes for his fucking hot chick girlfriend. Sure. And he's like trying to trim these fucking nuts, and like it's just really fucked up, and like he's in the bathroom and his friend's like, hey, come on, we should have used that hot towel, you want me to come in? And he's like, no. And then like it cuts to him in there, and he's down there like under his balls, like shaving his balls for him. he's like come on, it's gonna be fine, we're not, is this gay? And he's like, no, how could it be gay? It's the least gay thing ever. You're letting me do this for a girl? That's so straight. And then, like, dude, when he's done, he keeps blowing the clippers. He's like, ah, there we go. God, there we go. Like, dude, it's so funny because he's just, like, right in his nuts and he keeps blowing the hair.
That's
and
so
he
weird.
Gets it on his
was
lips.
It Jay?
No, it's this fat dude who's, I've never seen him in anything. He's the fat, like, lovable one in the group.
Who's getting his ball shaved?
Jay Baruchel.
That's okay. So that's the second thing with pubes with him, because in Knocked Up, Jonah Hill comes busting out of the bathroom and he's like, dude, when you shave your pubes, flush the fucking toilet, I just took a shit and it looks like a fucking Muppet, like.
Yeah, he might write a lot of pube humor.
Yeah, he likes pube humor,
dude.
Yeah.
That there's one, yeah, that one scene is,
god, you know what, he's not good
hilarious.
In Goon 2 or
no.
Goon 1
Goon,
like,
no,
like, I don't understand why you picked the most annoying douchebag to play, but like, yep. I was like, it's not even funny and enjoyable, like, I
no.
just hate him.
Unless
anytime
he
he's on
like,
screen, it sucks.
I plan on doing this as a dare.
Honestly, it did seem yeah. someone was like, hey, can you ruin Goon?
Like, this will be hilarious, bro. Do this.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That was the last full movie I saw. I started watching Brick again.
Brick's awesome.
Dude, Brick is such a fucking piece of poetry.
Nah, Brownback did that day.
Dude, he's like, I'm not going to let the pigs fucking cut up on me, dude. I got razors in my eyes. I'm going home.
Yeah, dude.
Dude.
It's like a 1920s noir set in California in 2017.
Yeah.
Like,
they
or 2015.
Like quasi-Shakespearean, quasi-20s.
Wasn't Brick the same dude that did Last Jedi?
Oh, I don't know. But, man, Brick is a
Ryan something?
I have no idea.
Hang on a second. Because, yeah, I think he did Brick, and then he did Looper, and then he got Last Jedi.
Oh.
And now he's going to get his own thing. Ryan Johnson is his name. And, yeah, Star Wars. Yeah, he directed Star Wars, Looper, Brick, and then he's getting his own series.
I'm going to say, Brick is nothing like Looper or Star Wars Last Jedi. Don't go wreck Brick going, dude, it's going to be as sick as Looper with all the fucking sci-fi, and it's going to have as much fucking action as fucking No.
Brick was shot on like a shoestring budget, too, dude. But it has fucking your boy. Oh, God, damn it. What's his name? The main character. The kid from Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know his most famous work, Third Rock from the Sun.
My boy, yeah.
You love Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
He's great, yeah. Dude,
50-50.
In this movie, he's fantastic.
He's amazing. He's perfect. And it's cool because it was this transition right before he started to get big.
Yeah.
And like again, I guess. But yeah, it's like right before he did Looper. Yeah,
it's
same
totally
guy
an art house flick. It's so weird. It's a detective story based in high school, though.
It's a noir.
So he'll be in the principal's office and he's like, listen, I don't need any VPs coming around. You know where I sit, but don't come at me. Don't come to my area. Like, and like the VP is the vice principal of the school. And he's like, listen, I don't want to get any feds involved. And I want any, you know, like they talk as if like he's a detective and that's his right. captain, and he's like, "Don't fuck with me, captain."
Yeah,
like I got to get this case.
It is funny.
Stay
like,
off. My
I remember
back.
When you told me about it. You're like, "Now you're gonna have to pay attention. This is gonna be really hard for you to understand." And I watched it. And I was like, "Fuck off!" Like, fuck you prick. Off. Like, how dumb do you think I am? Like,
I'm you like, know no words.
Yeah, he's like, "I brown bagged it today," and Tony's like, "You know what that meant?" I'm like, "Yeah, dude, he packed a fucking lunch. Jesus Christ! Like, I'm not fucking like handicapped over here." But so you started watching Brick. I mean, that's a 10, right?
Yeah, I think Brick is one of the most unique movies.
It's so, good. Yeah, I remember when he told me about it. Someone the other day, they're like, yeah, this movie Brick, I think I want to check out. I'm like, it's fucking way worth checking out. That movie's great.
People just don't know what they're getting into.
That's very true. Yeah, I guess if you started it and you're like, oh, cool. Fucking yeah. Looper and Star Wars. Here yeah, we go.
Or you even read it. It's like, you know, like a boy in high school's girlfriend goes missing. Like, he has to try to solve the case with a friend.
Next.
Next. Boring.
Yeah, I probably would have done that, too. All right, so is that all for weekly recommendations and rejections?
Yeah, baby.
All right, so we didn't do Two Dicks and a Chick Flick. We also didn't watch Test of Tony, which is less than zero. Did you?
Nope.
Okay. So, moving on to movie of the week.
Radical.
We were gone for dark for almost a month and didn't even do half the shit we were supposed to.
Right on.
So, we watched Solo about a month ago.
Yep.
Yep. What are your thoughts, Tone?
I
hate it.
I love the fucking speeder at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, that seems
awesome.
That's
one of my favorite Star Wars vehicles.
Okay.
Kind of like it, dude, it reminds me of like
the T-88 or whatever the fuck it's called.
The what?
The whatever Luke drives.
Oh, yeah,
what's it called?
The little speeder he has on Tatooine.
Yeah, you should know.
Yeah, I don't know the fucking model number of the Carillion cruiser.
See, that's what I'm saying. You probably would have known. Go ahead, keep going.
But that's one of my favorite parts. Some of the action scenes are some of the best scenes in a Star Wars
film. Way off. X-34.
T-88. We were way off.
Oh, doesn't he say, like, I used to shoot him back in my T-18?
T-88.
Like Womp Rats that size when he's talking about the 3 meters?
Maybe he was talking about, like, a different, like, a bike.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Solo, you got a hard fucking... It's a thankless job trying to be fucking young Solo. Young Han Solo is not going to get the praise it deserves from anyone. Any actor. He did great to a degree. I like Chewie. I love Chewie. Chewie's doing great. Dude, what the fuck is his name? Donald Glover.
Oh.
Holy shit,
I mean,
he's
like,
Lando.
It's like they got Billy Dee Williams from a time machine.
It's crazy. His inflection
mannerisms,
and mannerisms.
Everything. It's perfect.
It's stupid great.
How did you like him being all about the robot?
Oh, like a little robot love?
Yeah.
You know I'm down with that synthetic love if that's what it's going to be
that's
in the
true.
Future.
You did love Ex Machina.
Yeah, dude. Like, I'm really into a machine leaving me to die in the
why
fucking
can't I
fortress.
Get a fucking girl like her.
Well, she's got real parts.
I installed a vagina.
No, I just think like... I think the merging with synthetics is going to be inevitable. Like, AI will be indiscernible eventually.
There's this fucked
up
thing.
You could be talking to a computer and not know it.
You're a computer right now.
Or like her. Like,
yeah, that movie. Oh,
that's
God.
Where you trip the line. Is you're like, oh, I could get it if
why'd
I was
you,
that lonely.
Why'd you take a breath right there? You don't breathe. That's the most fucked up. Because like, I was like, I didn't know that because I'm dumb and he's right and I'm scared.
Oh.
But I heard this fucked up thing like to where like how algorithms work and shit. And if you were to make like a judge,
yeah,
a robot. He'll never be tired. He'll never be going through a divorce. Nothing. Or it will never be tired.
Yeah.
And so it has no bias, technically.
Yep.
Because it can't even get a feel from the person by looking at it. It's just looking at what's presented as the facts.
Yeah.
And it could also go through billions of cases that have happened in a second and then be like, well, this has been the outcome, so this is the outcome.
Yeah.
Same thing with surgeons and doctors. It can like you could throw up an x-ray. The doctor doesn't have to come in. He'll never be tired. He'll never be going through a divorce. And fucking that the robot looks at it and it's like, okay, well, that's probably cancer. This is what we need to do now. This is the stage it is in it. Because it can calculate
Did
all those
Joe
things.
Did Rogan talk about this stuff?
No, not at all. Okay. And then there's this thing about like how Facebook is and it like knows you better than anyone basically because of what you like, what you look up, like how you do things, what you post about, all that shit.
Yeah.
So like they're saying that like in some future time, Facebook will be able to be like, oh, you got broken up with, like here's a song to like we wrote you a song to describe your relationship that sounds like music you listen to and like.
Enjoy.
Because of the algorithms that are like placed in front of you. It's fucked up. It maybe I was like, I'm so happy I don't have that shit because that is creepy as hell.
This food will probably be on your mind. We're mailing it to you.
Yeah, honestly, like you won't even have to think. Like it'll do the thinking for you and put out it. But then again, like it's like, what is it showing you and what is it not showing you? That sort of thing too. Like it's just weird, dude. Like,
no, it's a fucked up future. But
like fucking Black Mirror.
If you were talking to a robot, there might be a year when you can't tell you are. In any way.
Yeah.
Because it.
Like Blade Runner.
It replicates empathy. It replicates sympathy.
Like the replicas in Blade Runner.
Replicants.
Oh, my God. Oh,
my
God.
Replicants. Dude, you heard it here.
You heard it here. Anyway, Solo.
Man.
Robot love.
Like, it's going to
It'll live, never live up to... Especially... Yeah. Okay, so we got Force Awakens. People were blown away. They're like, holy shit, it felt like A New Hope, because it basically was. Then Rogue One comes out, and everyone's like, what the fuck is this piece of shit? And everyone sees it, and they're like, holy fucking shit, this might be the best Star Wars movie ever made.
It's so fucking perfect.
Like, I rate that right underneath Empire.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, Rogue One is incredible. Triumph. And then you got Last Jedi, and you're like, okay. And then, like, 4 months later, they push out Solo, which I thought was very odd.
Dumped it.
Like, yeah, they're just like, oh, here's another one. It's like, we're not waiting a year. Okay, I guess I didn't really like the last one.
I didn't need this at the moment. Okay.
I just got a Star Wars film, and I was kind of weird about the whole, like, Force Skyping thing that was happening, and I'm not sure if I like this franchise. Princess Leia flew in space. Like, she pulled a Peter Quill.
Oh, God, she did.
Yeah, you know, there's certain things in that movie that you're like, ooh, that's ballsy, which is weird, because everyone was like,
strong one.
Force Awakens was too safe, and then Rian Johnson's like, fuck you, Leia's flying. You're like, all right. Oh.
And that woman's dead, but yet you save her character.
Someone fucking, I guess they're going to kill her off. They're CGI-ing her. In the movie, which they said they weren't going to do, but they got some rights with the family. I don't know. But anyways, and then Solo comes out, and people were already like, fuck this movie. Looks dumb as hell. Oh, what? They're going to do the Kessel Run. He's going to meet Chewie. He's going to get the Millennium Falcon. Like, you knew everything going into it. It was
almost like not so much how did the character become the character. It was more so how did the character get all his cool gadgets and, like, machines.
I do like...
the character himself, like, I guess he got burnt a lot.
Yeah.
He got burnt by people that he trusted, and it makes him kind of like... A cold scoundrel, but he is good at heart.
That's what they were trying to show the entire movie. Yeah. And like, I like that he was like part of the Imperial fleet. Like, he just wanted to be a pilot.
That's all.
That was cool.
And he was like, it doesn't matter what side, man. Just like, I'm just running guns and shit.
Also fucking love that, like, the recruitment for the Empire. It's like, dun, 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 dun. I was like, that's kind of neat. Like, I know that doesn't exist in that universe, kind of, because that's like a score that you hear. But I thought that was cool. I don't know. I really like Solo. Like, I think that, like...
I love the beginning of Solo the most.
Yeah.
I think his origin on the...
I also wonder if they were...
Corellia.
Yeah, that was cool. I also wonder if... And the Woody Harrelson at the beginning is dope, too.
Yeah.
But, like, I wonder if the... You know the guy in fucking The Wire? We both like him a lot.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Omar.
He was the original villain in Solo.
Yeah, that was a big shitty villain.
And then his fucking... Like, shit got cut because...
He abandoned it.
No, it wasn't that at all. His schedule, he was done shooting, and then they, like, brought Ron Howard, and they're like, hey, we need to reshoot all this shit with you, and he's like, I can't. And then, so they had to scrap his entire villain and then reshoot it with the Vision.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so I felt like that was kind of like... You can tell, too, because it's in one set the entire time whenever you see that villain.
That villain, they go and visit that villain.
Yes, in a closed set. Like... They do not do any on, like,
that
scene shots.
That motherfucker stays right there.
Yeah. And,
he's not that special.
Not really. Yeah. He's got those, like, kind of neat blades. That's about it. And he gets veiny.
And scars you don't know about.
At all. Not explained whatsoever.
Cool to put scars that deep without any explanation.
And he gets so angry that they show up. I'm not really sure what happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, the villain was kind of meh. I didn't really care for the love interest either. But it was kind of neat that she, spoilers, fucks him over at the end of it. And then, obviously, the big spoiler, if you haven't seen it, then don't listen to this part, Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Now, what were your feelings when you first saw that?
Oh, I thought that was awesome.
That was so dope.
Because I was like, great. Now you can move him wherever you want.
I also feel like I was like, okay, now that they push through the bullshit, like, here's the greatest hits album of Han Solo. That's what that movie was. Now show me something new that isn't referenced in a movie. That's okay.
Nope. You showed what you thought was a dead villain. Still alive.
Right.
And could potentially, because Ray Park's still playing him.
Yes.
Could do so much.
Yeah. And not only that, like having, like, this was supposed to be a trilogy.
Yeah.
And probably not, because that movie did not do well. So if they do a second one, they should just shoot it for cheap, man.
I mean, dude, shoot it for cheap and call it Maul.
That would be fucking dope.
One could be called Maul. One could be called Fett.
Yeah, Solo, Maul. Well, oh, and then Ty, Fett, Maul, and Solo all together.
And then fucking, and then Ben, and then Obi.
Yeah, not Obi. It'd be like Kenobi. Oh, call it Juan.
Juan. Oh, this is Star Wars Juan story.
Yeah, Star Wars One. A Star Wars story. Juan.
What?
I hate this.
Who? Huh?
But yeah, I really enjoy Solo. I think it got shit on a lot more, and I think people wanted to hate it. Out of the gates, yeah. I think wasn't going to do well, especially with it being like, they're reshooting half the movie.
Well,
like,
that depresses people. They go, well, what was I going to get? Ah, oh, fuck.
Yeah, but Avengers 4 just did a whole bunch of reshoots. Rogue One did a bunch of reshoots right before, and people were like, it's doomed. And you know what they were reshooting? The Darth Vader scene. Yeah. That's what they were adding to the movie. And a couple, like, in, I think Mustafar.
Dude.
Like, the dopest shit in the movie was shit that was added on.
So dope.
So, I mean, like, I don't know. Reshoots are not, like, the they fucking nail in the
third round.
Nail in the coffin for, like, movies. But, yeah, I don't know. Solo was out of the bag, just, like, the runt of the litter, and everyone wanted to just drown it.
They sure did.
Yeah.
And it drowned.
It drowned like hell.
Yeah. I give it, like, a 6 out of 10. It's still Star Wars, like, lore, so I get to see ships and shit.
I think, like it's enjoyable it's enough for me. Fun. I feel like it's, like, a 7. Like, I feel like if, all right, I give you Last Jedi, and I give you Solo.
Uh-huh.
What are you picking? You can only have one. The other one gets banished off the earth.
Last Jedi.
You pick Last Jedi?
Yeah.
So you banish Solo? Because
it takes me further as opposed to a side story.
I guess you're right.
Yeah. It takes me further with characters as opposed to more establishment.
Well, how about this? Like rewatchability. You've seen both. You know the storylines. Like, that storyline isn't going to be banished from your head, Last Jedi, if you pick Solo.
Also, what would you Last Jedi, because there's more space warfare, which I really love.
Yeah, you do like space warfare. Yeah, love the fucking...
You are into space warfare.
Yeah, he loves the opening to fucking Revenge of the Sith. It's just that over Coruscant.
Oh, isn't that like they drop in, like the ship goes into like all that shit? Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a huge battle right off the rip. I guess so is fucking Last Jedi. It's just those bombers and shit.
Yeah.
Those bombers were dope. All right, dude. So we did not look up anything to watch next week.
No, we're going to surprise them.
Oh, okay. That's a
Why
good
not?
Idea. Yeah, you don't need to
it's
know.
It's not
fuck
like,
it.
What are we going to do? They're going to call in and fucking talk to us about it?
Not at all. Yeah, I am going to try to definitely watching Castlevania. Season 2.
Yeah, I watched that.
I'm going to go see Halloween.
That could be our...
I'm going to go see Halloween.
Yeah.
On Sunday, I think.
Should I?
I don't know, man. I really want to see Venom and fucking the Predator. Like, I'm fucking up with movies. Like, the Predator and Venom? Like, I haven't seen Venom. Are you kidding me?
Fuck me. I did forget about Predator.
Yeah, the Predator, yeah. Shane Black's Fuck. The Predator. And that might not be in theaters anymore. I don't know.
No, I don't think
Are
it
you
is.
Off Tuesday?
Yeah.
All right. If Josie's not wanting to go or something, maybe we can go after work or some shit. But yeah, like we should go see that.
There is no work that day.
Huh?
There is no work for us that day.
I know. I was saying, okay. Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he was like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
You're just trying
I can
to
save
trick
you a lot
trick.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that. Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... He is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing back.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, it's fantastic.